Chapter 3. The second-floor squad room of the Wilshire District Police Station was unusually quiet for a Friday afternoon. On the way there, I had stopped for a taco and Pepsi Victory Special at Paco's on Pico. Sergeant Veldu, the old guy on the front desk, had waved me in with a beefy hand and told me to look out for Kowalty, who was in and in a bad mood. I had known Sergeant John Kowalty for 2 years, since he first came to the Wilshire with his hair parted down the middle like a barkeep and his fists permanently clenched. We had not hit it off well. A clash of personalities. Two spirits destined to ignite. I had once suggested in his presence that the Los Angeles police trade him to the Germans for an old pair of Goering's underwear. It had not pleased my enemy. So I pushed open the door of the squad room on the second floor, feeling the itch of a good insult creeping into my mind. I approached the desk where Kowalty was hissing through his teeth at a Mexican guy covered with dark hair and 2 days of beard. The Mexican guy was nodding yes to everything. He was so skinny that each nod of his head threatened to knock him off balance. I considered pausing to warn him about the floor of the squad room. One could get lost on that floor in the generations of accumulated food, tobacco, and human body fluids ranging from blood to urine. Some of the former was mine. Cleaning up amounted to nothing more than keeping the dirt-black wooden floor from becoming unpassable. "Top of the morning, John," I heard myself say as I passed Coelty's desk. Coelty's answer was a low grunt and the sudden swing of the bound notebook in his hand, which banged against the cheek of the Mexican, who crumpled in front of me on the filthy floor. "Hey," I said, jumping out of the way. "I can make a citizen's arrest on this one. Littering, illegal use of a concealed..."